Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you guys remember, we kind of gave AB's friend some crap, I guess, for a lack of better words, because of how she asked her to be her maid of honor. One of AB's best friends just recently got engaged and then asked AB to be her maid of honor in a text message.
Yes, and everyone was making fun of her. And I was like, guys, it's the unofficial ask. Like, the real ask is coming.
I actually, for the record, I actually thought that was good enough. Like, I gave her crap because I actually don't
you
like
would.
Big promposals,
right.
Big proposals. But just when we thought that the ask via text message couldn't get any worse, she...
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself.
She's back, guys.
Absolutely.
She has totally redeemed herself. She got an official ask to be maid of honor.
In the cutest way possible, too.
What happened?
So she made me like a custom newspaper, and there's a picture of us on the front, and she named it the Crane Chronicle because that's going to be her new last name.
Love it!
And so there's a picture of us on the front, and it says, will you be my maid of honor? And then you open it, and there's two pages that I... It's funny because we're both very, like, artsy, crafty people, so I know, like, she, like, was not using a template. She, like, literally, like, made the whole thing. There's, like, 20 pictures of us with a Ben Platt quote down the middle.
Which is
on one side,
like, core, yes. Core life.
And then on the other side, it's like a what to expect. And I think it's funny because, you know, you always hear like type A brides that expect so much out of like all of their bridal party. She said, as a type B bride. So she's like, I'm not asking much. Like,
really? Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
And so she listed just kind of like everything we need to know.
This ask creating your own newspaper seems a little over the top.
Exactly.
That seems type A to me.
Exactly. It seems a little extreme.
Exactly.
So I felt like we were good with the text message.
Right. Exactly.
Now we're doing a custom made newspaper.
It, you know, I mean, I don't know what type B is.
Yes.
I would be a type F.
Yeah. I was good with the text message. So a custom made newspaper that has
and then
chronicles your entire friendship.
She, and then she has like a headshot of everybody in the bridal party, and my Brett Mega Show headshot is the headshot.
Hey,
there you go.
Good call.
And then there's like possible weekends for the bachelorette party and all this stuff. And then on the back, which I actually didn't see at first, and Hannah was looking at it and she was like, oh, like there's a little card on the back. And I was like, there is? I was
wow.
like, I didn't even see that.
Well,
she wrote me like a whole card.
Yeah, I
oh,
mean, there's
wow.
so much to look at. I've seen many like maid of honor ask in my day. I love to look up stuff like that on TikTok. I have never seen someone ask to be in a bridal party in a cuter way than you just got.
Yes.
Like, that is the
cutest. It's so custom to, like, me and her's relationship.
Yes. So personalized.
Man, I actually was 100% not lying that I thought, when you're a friend with somebody, you can't say no. You don't need to go. I do really do believe that. That's you don't have to go over the top. I feel like you could send a text message like, I want you there by my side. You guys are bonded for life. But seeing this and the thought that she put into it and how much she became like a newspaper article chronicling your guys' friendship and your journey and what she expects from each of the bridesmaids. And it seems like yours is made for you, AB. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing the other bridesmaids has, you know, their own newspaper and their own story of their friendship. It really is like super sweet.
She put like a pink bow around the newspaper, mm-hmm. right, AV?
Yeah. It was like, it looked like a real newspaper.
Still don't think you need to do it, but that was, now I'm starting to understand why people do it, right? Because it's absolutely adorable.
And there was another part to it. What else? Didn't she send you something else?
The flowers?
Yeah,
yes. Yeah. I got flowers.
It ain't cheap to do that.
Yeah, and she surprised her in the middle of work. She actually came in the middle of the show, and AB's like,
so London doesn't live here, but her mom does. And so her mom had texted me and was just like, hey, are you at work? I have something to give you. And I was like, I guess. So I had to run down and grab it. And I was like, oh, this is what it is.
Yeah, super cute way of asking to be a maid of honor. Sounds like everyone likes it better than the text message. Mm-hmm. You should have at least the text made the newspaper article.
Oh my gosh.
Breaking news at the time. Right. Breaking news. AB said, yeah, I'm not too busy to be your maid of honor.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.